Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. It's not unusual for a member of Congress to criticize a president's policy on waging war, particularly here in liberal Massachusetts. But Congressman Seth Moulton's recent criticism of President Obama's policy in Iraq is noteworthy for a couple of reasons. First, Moulton is a Marine veteran who served four terms in Iraq. Second, the Salem Democrat is blaming Obama's Iraq policy for the recent death of an Iraqi Army officer, a close friend with whom Moulton served. And Congressman Seth Moulton is with us from Washington. Good to have you back on the program, Congressman. Good to have you.
Thanks, Anthony.
So tell us first about your friend, Lieutenant Colonel Ihab Hashim Moshen, who was killed fighting ISIS forces in Iraq. Tell us something about him.
He's an amazing friend, like a brother, and someone that we trusted every single day when we went out on missions with him and his Iraqi Army colleagues. He handpicked guys to go with us to be sure that we were safe, and I truly trusted him with my life.
And how did he die? What do we know about how he died?
He was one of the most talented young officers in the Iraqi Army. Was promoted quickly, and all the generals wanted him to work in their headquarters. But he insisted on going out on the front lines with his troops. And he was wounded a couple times and eventually was killed in a battle near Fallujah against ISIS.
Mm. Now, Congressman, recently you tweeted, "I lost my closest friend in the Iraqi army to ISIS and our failed policy in Iraq." In what way did America's policy lead to the death of Lieutenant Colonel Ihab?
We have consistently had military plans to defeat terrorists in Iraq. But we have never had a serious political plan to ensure the peace, or at least we haven't followed through on it. And so as a result, we're refighting the same battles that we fought 8 or 10 years ago. Everybody's heard Fallujah before because it was a terrible battle in the Iraq War, and yet now we find ourselves fighting that same battle again.
Mm. So I want to just remind listeners of a couple of facts. So Obama campaigned on a promise to get troops out of Iraq. In 2011, he pulled the last combat troops out. Then 3 years later, he redeployed some troops to advise and assist the Iraqi military. And today, there are about 4,000 U.S. military members in Iraq. What's missing from this policy when you say that we need a long-term policy? What's missing?
A political strategy to ensure the peace. If you think about what happened when the president pulled us out of Iraq, it wasn't just that we pulled the troops out too quickly, although maybe we pulled them out a little bit quickly. The main mistake was pulling all the political advisors out of the prime minister's office. And that's when the Iraqi government went totally off the rails, so much so that their own army wouldn't trust them. And when ISIS swept in from Syria, they didn't just defeat the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army put their weapons down and went home because they'd lost faith in their own government.
So this is a strategy that would do more to support the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, right?
That's one of the most important steps. And we're fortunate that now we have a prime minister in Iraq who we believe in, who's trying to do the right things. But he needs more support, and we're in a position where we can provide that. Now, some people might say, well, look, I don't want to be involved in Iraq at all. And I understand that sentiment. I mean, I wish we hadn't gone there in the first place way back under President Bush in 2003. But the choice we face now is either getting involved in Iraqi politics to ensure it succeeds or facing the prospect of sending more American troops back year after year.
Hmm. Well, what does that mean specifically, though, about getting involved in Iraqi politics? I mean, is it more political advisors? I'm just trying to understand specifically what it means in terms of U.S. initiatives.
Well, actually, what we need to do is what Ambassador Crocker, working alongside General Petraeus, was so successful at during the surge, really helping the Iraqis make the right decisions when it comes to having an inclusive government. And just like we can send our American soldiers and Marines over to train the Iraqi army, we have diplomats in the State Department who know how to help nurture a nascent government. But that political piece, I think, is where we've come up short.
Does the answer also include or require more American troops in Iraq?
Well, you don't fix Iraqi politics by training Iraqi troops. That's the fundamental bottom line. Now, it's gotten so bad that terrorists have literally taken over many of the cities that we had won 10 years ago. you know, there may be some role for American troops to continue advising the Iraqi military until we get those cities back. But that has got to be the secondary effort. The primary focus must be ensuring the success of Iraqi politics so that the Iraqis can eventually do this for themselves.
I'm wondering if you agree with the idea that given the history of U.S. involvement in Iraq, given that many people now view the U.S. invasion as a mistake, including you, that we're sort of left with a situation where there are really only bad choices. Pulling out, going home is a bad choice, given the ISIS threat that, remains. But doubling down on the American effort in Iraq is, fraught with, dangers as well.
It is a menu of bad options. But I'd much rather send diplomats to Iraq and keep engaged with the Iraqi political process rather than have to send young American troops back there every 5 or 6 years to clean up the mess.
Congressman, I want to just talk to you about your perspective as a veteran. You visited Iraq recently. You spoke to U.S. troops there. How do they feel about their mission right now? And, I'm curious, you know, if they feel differently about their mission compared to the way you felt when you were there.
Well, I think the problem is right now it's hard to see the end game because we haven't been clear about what will maintain the peace after they finish their fight. So we actually do have good military plans to defeat ISIS, and the troops are carrying those out, and they're going well. But what happens the day after? What happens if Iraqi politics start to fall apart again? We don't want to keep sending Americans back to clean up the mess when that happens. We've got to just ensure that stability reigns and we don't have more political vacuums into which more terrorist groups, ISIS or the successor to ISIS, can grow in the future.
You know, you've been critical of the Obama administration, but what's your biggest concern about foreign policy under the next president, whoever he or she might be, based on what you're hearing on the campaign trail right now?
My biggest single concern is that we will elect Donald Trump to be president. And that will put the lives of American troops at risk. We have a choice in this election between someone who has proven her mettle as our Secretary of State, who has proven her mettle in Washington as a U.S. Senator, where she acquired a wonderful reputation for being willing to work across the aisle. We have a choice between that kind of leadership and someone who could drive this country off the cliff. So that's my biggest concern.
Assuming that Hillary Clinton can beat Donald Trump, is there a reason to believe that a Clinton-Iraq policy would be an improvement over an Obama-Iraq policy?
I think she understands this from being Secretary of State, from spending a lot of time in the Middle East herself. I think she understands the role of diplomacy and how it must underlie all of our military efforts. We've got to have a political endgame, something that the troops are fighting for, because otherwise, we're not giving them a clear mission.
All right. Well, that's Congressman Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Salem. Congressman Moulton, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Anthony.
And you can see a picture of Seth Moulton and his friend, Lieutenant Colonel Ehab, from when they were serving together in Iraq at radioboston.org. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. There's more ahead.